Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
And Arizona basketball continues their mountain trip. They're going to face Colorado on Saturday. And it's a late tip, like 8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
So hopefully not a triple overtime thing.
ESPN.
It is on ESPN. Who's on the call, Jason?
Sean Farnham and Dave Pasch.
Dave
Pasch. Are you surprised I memorized that?
I'm really, really impressed.
You're welcome.
I mean, there's only like a pool of maybe six dudes for you to memorize.
No, I thought it'd be Bill because it's Colorado. There's a lot of marijuana
I thought it'd be Walton not. And Pasch. Actually, yeah. It's kind of funny.
Maybe he's doing UCLA.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, we are going to be chatting, maybe singing a little bit tonight about this.
I'm not singing. I'm very serious.
I feel pretty.
No.
Oh, so pretty.
There's a lot of games on Saturday.
I feel pretty and witty and gay. Go ahead, babe.
Wisconsin-Rutgers is a legit game. I'm just going to go through a couple because there's a lot of good games. Creighton at Xavier is a good game, Shelby. Mm-hmm. TCU-Iowa State is a good game. I'm very excited, as you can tell. Brielle's football games got rained out, so I get to just watch basketball.
Watch basketball and snuggle because it's supposed to be really cold tomorrow.
Illinois, Michigan State. What else we got? I'm just literally going through the games because I know
there's a lot. It's like mucho basketball. Okay.
Auburn versus Florida.
Wow.
I'm looking for the Pac-12 games. North Carolina, Miami, Houston, Cincinnati, Gonzaga, Kentucky. Gonzaga, Kentucky, Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I thought Gonzaga wasn't that good.
I mean, it's still a nice game. Oregon's favored by 3 over Washington State. That's the game. I don't know why I need it. That's a very, very, very large game in Pac-12 standings.
So would you say moi, moi, moi?
It's basically the winner of that game has a hold on second place. Like, if Washington State beats Oregon, that's a big game. Mm-hmm. A big win for Washington State, and their Cinderella run of sorts continues. UCLA Cal is a big one as well. And then, of course, Shelby, I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm.
Are we at the point where we're looking out for, like, one seeds? Like, does Kansas, you know, like, is this, like, a thing? Is it too early? I don't know.
I don't know, but you said a hold on second place. I thought of the song. You really got a hold on me.
Yeah. Arizona-Colorado is now a pick'em at the time of publishing.
Time of recording.
Utah's favored by 12 over ASU.
I mean, I'm surprised that's not 24. You really got a hold on me.
Shelby and I went to a place we want to shout out.
I love you. We want to shout all out. All I want to do is just. Oh, sorry, I love that song.
We went to Jewel Chinese.
Jewel Chinese restaurant. Very underrated.
It's one grandma, an Asian grandma.
Asian grandma.
Who doesn't really understand English.
You just point to the picture that you want. You want those dumplings? You point to it.
And it's literally just her in the kitchen. And it took like an hour just to get like three dishes. And we didn't even care because she's so cute.
She's really cute. So is it really called, it's just Jewel? We should give the real name because we're shouting it out.
And like there is these boys
in
there.
It's on Speedway.
And they were Chinese as well.
I think they were somehow related to her.
I don't think so.
They just walked up to the counter.
She called them in Chinese, and they walked up to the counter, and she gave them, like, their food in the kitchen window.
Right off the kitchen window.
Jewel's Noodle Kitchen on Speedway.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It's really good. If you go to Yelp, it's, like, 5 stars.
Just be prepared. You know, if you're an American and you think you're going to have fast service, you need to be prepared for slow service because grandma's making you fresh-made dumplings.
But one of the best egg drop soups I've ever had in my life.
I will say that the egg drop soup alone with the seaweed in it was amazing. So, cool.
All right, basketball.
Before we begin, we do have a message from our sponsor. And since it's going to be cold tomorrow, I'm going to read the snow one. Snow in Tucson sounds unpredictable, right? But we know the unexpected happens. It's important to be prepared and to have a plan, like where will your retirement money come from? Have you optimized your 401k? If you have questions about your current retirement plan or want to begin preparing for tomorrow, contact us at Longview Insurance and Investments. Visit our website at longviewinsuranceandinvestments.com to learn more. Because they really got a hold on you.
Damn.
See, look at how I tied that all together. I really do love that song, but I think that the Smokey Robinson one is the best, even though the Beatles did a pretty good cover. You should go out and listen to that song right now, everybody. It's classic. Anyway, speaking of classic, how much do you think the triple overtime game will impact Arizona now that they are going to Rocky Mountain Country?
Yeah, it does, right? Like it's kind of
shall.
It is kind of. I mean, I think it's silly to think it won't impact the game. Now, am I thinking that Arizona is not going to be able to run up and down the court? No, but you play a triple overtime game, and then a day and a half later, you're playing again against a good Colorado team, and your best player played 50 minutes of basketball, and their best player played 30 minutes of basketball. And I think it's going to make a difference. Now, at the same time, Crevis didn't play. He played like 8 minutes, so he's fresh. KJ Lewis only played 20 minutes, so the good thing is you didn't have to go to your bench for crazy minutes. I think you see KJ Lewis probably play more than usual against Colorado, which isn't a bad thing by any means. But I think it would be silly to think that it won't impact Arizona.
Also, I think there's a pack of coyotes.
Is that what that
running
was?
Behind our house in the
wash. I thought there was a horse running
loose
through the street.
A horse getting shot. What do you recall about the first meeting between these teams?
Well, similar to what I recalled about the first meeting between Arizona and Utah, Shelby, the difference is that, you know, Colorado didn't have Tristan Da Silva and didn't have Cody Williams, and it was a massacre. I mean, Arizona won by 47 points, right? Like, it was very easy to guard Colorado because all they did was Arizona put KJ Simpson through hell, basically, and said, if anyone else wants to beat us, good luck. And no one else could step up because they just didn't have the talent. Pella was dominant in that game. He had 18. Kylan had 14. Caleb Love had 16. Arizona was super efficient. They were 57% from two and 55% from three. And when Arizona plays like that, averaging 1.35 points of possession, there might not be a team in the country that is going to beat Arizona when offensively they're playing like that. Crevis had 15, completely dominated Colorado. It was an ass kissing.
Ooh.
It was an ass kicking. Even my boy Conrad got on the board. Luke Champion got on the board. Will Manaw got on the board. It was just an absolute beating. The thing is, you can't really take much from that because Tristan Da Silva and Cody Williams are very good. Are they good enough to make a 47-point difference in the first meeting? No, I don't think that had they played in the first meeting, Colorado would have won that game. But obviously at home, at Colorado, full strength and all that, you're going to be better.
Yeah, Chris, Tristan Da Silva is the one with the eyes, right?
Yeah, you think he's cute.
He's got pretty eyes. I mean, I don't care anything else, but... what type of team is Colorado, Jason? Refresh our memories again.
I'm glad you asked again, Shelby. These questions that you ask, while simple or magical...
Wow.
To the eye.
You write them.
To the ear? Is it the eye or the ear?
I would imagine it's the ear.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well,
listening.
Yeah, whatever, Shelby. Colorado's good, man. Oh, yeah. No, Colorado's legitimately, okay, so they're 33 in the country in offense and KenPom, 44 in defense, both good. They're not slow. They're not fast. They're about average tempo. They shoot 55% from the field. That is very good. 25th in the country. They do turn the ball over quite a bit, and they don't force turnovers. Offensive rebounding, they're a good team. They are a very good defensive rebounding team. They're sixth in the nation. The scary part, Shelby, is that they're ninth in the nation in three-point percentage. They shoot 39% from behind the arc, which is very scary. The good thing, although you never know, is that they don't shoot a lot of threes. Knock on wood. They're actually 333rd in the country in three-point attempts to field goal attempts because they don't shoot many threes. You know, their bigs aren't spread them out type of bigs very much. So it's not as if each guy everywhere is going to shoot threes. They shoot threes, but then again, I could analyze that, and it's Arizona, so they'll probably shoot a million. But they're ninth in the country in three-point percentage. They don't defend the three ball well. That's something to keep in mind. Remember, Arizona shot the three very well against Colorado in the first meeting. Two-point percentage, they're 65th. In the nation, they're 104th in defense. They shoot free throws very well. It's not going to be a Utah situation. Block shots, they block a good amount of shots. They don't really steal the ball. They don't really force a lot of turnovers. They don't turn the ball over themselves a ton, but they don't force turnovers, which in Arizona's case is probably a big deal. They're a big team. They are missing Luke O'Brien, which may not seem like a big deal, but, you know, he's size, and like I mentioned, He's a little different than Diop, who they have. He's a guard, technically, but, I mean, they play him at the four for the most part. He played three as well, but he was averaging 7 points and four rebounds a game. In the first meeting against Arizona, he scored 7 points. He hasn't played since January 27th. So that's something to kind of keep an eye on. But Colorado's a good team. I mean, they just are. You know, they're one of the better teams in the Pac-12. Their schedule has been weird. You know, again, another team we're looking at that is undefeated at home. They lost to Florida State early in the season. They had the issue where they didn't have multiple guys against ASU. They got them back, but it wasn't completely healthy. Cal, they lost by four away. They're coming off a loss away to Washington State, a loss away to Utah. But then the other night, they really beat the crap at ASU. Now, to be fair, that was a weird game. They got up 23 to, -1 or whatever it was. And it actually wound up being a 12-point game. ASU actually outplayed them for a large chunk of that game. But that lead, it reminds me of when Tom Izzo said early in the season, where we lost that game in the first 10 minutes or whatever it was. That's what happened in the ASU-Colorado game. ASU just came out really, really poorly. And had it not, that could have been a different type of ball game.
Okay. What's our favorite question? What is the most intriguing matchup?
Well, to me, it's a matchup that wasn't there in the first game, and that's Pella coming off a 27-point game.
Pella.
Arguably the best game. Shelby Sweet. Shelby's getting a lot of blowback for this. Brielle's one of the people Blake texted. Shelby called Pella.
By a lot. Two people, you
at
mean.
Least, yeah, a lot.
I called him my little Swedish fish on the podcast last night because I was so happy and there was a couple White Claws involved. And Blake questioned it apparently to Jason. He did not question it to me. Blake has my number.
Oh my gosh.
He could text me.
Well, he listened, so you're going to get a text. But
Brielle said it tonight too.
Shelby turned the world upside down. But anyway, Pella versus Cody Williams is going to be awesome. Cody Williams is better than I thought he would be. A good player. His offensive rating is good. He gets to the line a little bit. You know, he's. I mean, the guy's shooting 59% from two, 48% from three. He's had some very, very good games. He's had some bad ones, as freshmen do. They're inconsistent. But overall, you know, when you look at him, he's 6'8", 190, very long and athletic. He doesn't rebound as well as he should for his size, but he had 11 against ASU. He had 6 against Washington State. And you're like, oh, no big deal. But then you look, Shelby, he had 19 against Washington, 16 against Oregon State, 23 against Oregon. You know, he had a span when he came, you know, in November where it's 17, 12, 21, 21, 16. You know, he comes back in January, and he scored double digits in every single game in January except for the game at Washington State where he went 0-for-4 from the field, which is unusual for him. You can get him in a little bit of foul trouble. If I was Arizona, I would Pella's probably going to be aggressive, but that is, you know, to me, that's the most intriguing matchup, and that's important because, like I always say, you know, KJ Simpson can get his. Tristan DeSilva is very good. You always look for that third guy. And if Cody Williams is struggling or doesn't score well, to me it becomes significantly more difficult for Colorado to win this game. But again, you could say that with Pella too. I think in this environment, this type of game, Pella needs to play well.
Pella, my pesky Pella. We'll see what happens. Keys for both teams. I like how you just didn't even write out full questions now. We're just like, yeah, forwarding it here.
Tomorrow to be KFBT, you know?
Keys for both teams.
We could go to the normal one with three-pointers. Colorado's and shoot a lot of threes. Don't make them hot. I think this game is going to come down to one very large aspect. We talked about it earlier. I am of the belief, as I have said in basketball forever,
energy.
It is very difficult to match the energy and emotion in back-to-back games when you have the first game as a close one, right? If Arizona doesn't bring the energy, it'll get blown out in this game. I mean, Arizona hasn't won in years at Colorado. It hadn't won in years at Oregon, and It won that game. This feels similar.
And Utah.
This feels very similar to that. Well, no, it's won at Utah. But this feels very similar to the Oregon game in that not many people think Arizona's going to win. You know, it's a spread and all that. And then, I don't know. But anyway, Colorado, their key to the game is, to me, it's defending the three better than they're used to. You know, they're not a good three-point defending team. To me, they lost the game in the first match because Arizona got hot from three. They had to overplay the three, and before you know it, they're getting blown out. For me, Arizona, I can say, oh, they got to stop the three, but that's every game. The reality is, in this one, they have to match Colorado's energy, and it has to be early. Like, it's got to be right away, because if not, Colorado will get up big like we saw against ASU. So I am very, very curious to see how Arizona responds emotionally to this type of game against Colorado.
Okay. Final question, as usual, what is your prediction?
So I said before this week that I thought Arizona would split. Mm-hmm. I really have a gut feeling that this is like the Oregon game, where you're like, they're going to get killed and all that, and they don't have it, whatever. But I just, the triple overtime bothers me. I can't get over that. I think if the game was won normally, Arizona would win this game. I would actually, but that triple overtime, I want to go on record as saying, like, if Arizona wins this game, it is a big deal. A very big
deal.
To go on the mountain road trip with two undefeated teams and get the sweep, there's not a lot of teams. There's no other team in the Pac-12, and there's probably very few teams in the country. We'll be talking tomorrow night, if that happens, about Arizona being a one seed. A clear one seed. I was paying attention.
I saw people already projected them as
right.
a one seed.
I was paying attention to Bracketology, Field of 68, Joe Lunardi. They have Arizona as a one seed. I think, you know, that could move
this
in a day.
This would solidify
right.
it.
Right. And this is a very nice setup considering Arizona doesn't leave the state of Arizona for a month, which is obviously a big deal. But I just think this is tough. And I post on the board. I got a little bit of crap of it. I don't have major expectations for this game. Like, and I was talking to our guy Brian Peterson, like, if Arizona loses this game, I'm not gonna start crying and say, oh my god, the whole season's over. Like, it's a tough place to win. It's coming off a three overtime game, etc., etc. I do think Arizona has a very real chance in this game. You know, I know people are like, oh, hammer Colorado and all that. I would actually stay away from this game because I think Arizona tends to show up in games like this with the energy and all that. With that being said, it's going to be another tight sphincter type of game, Shelby.
Mm.
Colorado 79, Arizona 78.
Wow, 1 point?
1 point.
Holy shit.
Probably by buzzer beater by Sabatino Chen.
Sabatino Chen. He's still standing out there on the 3-point line. As you know, Jason.
You don't pick Arizona to lose ever?
I got to back the A.
Oh, yeah.
I back the A all day long. All the time.
You back the Swedish fish.
I had to back my Swedish fish. That's say that nice. Six times. And the Tommy gun. Is that what Mike calls them? The Tommy gun.
Yeah, that's
gun.
Terrible.
It is terrible.
He called Caleb Love a mini Mamba, too. That's awful.
No, that's awful, too. He's a little mad at me that I didn't fully support his Caleb Love last night. I am going to say 83 to 79. I think it'll be a little closer, not as close as you, but it'll still be close enough. I feel like Arizona's due, though. There is a possibility that they could be a little bit more than that. They could run away in the second half. It depends on how much production they get from our bench. Like, if Krivas can, you know, have butterfingers.
In a game like this with the triple overtime and all that, like KJ Lewis, Jaden Bradley, I mean, Boswell only played 29 minutes.
Yeah.
But KJ Lewis, to me, I think he's the X factor. I really do. Because they're going to need him on the KJ Simpson. They're going to need him on Javon Hadley. I look at KJ as being a vital part of this game.
Do you think that they just had everybody, like, hanging out in a spa today, just doing nothing, just to, like, rest? Like,
yeah, I'm
forced
sure.
rest?
They got major treatment, I'm sure.
They just, like, walked around the court and
My
did a walkthrough.
My guy J-Rock was super busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, very busy day. Well... As you know, we kind of close out with the same saying. Now, do you want to read the mug now that we can cheat?
You know, Shelby, no matter where you are or what you do.
You really got a hold on me.
You can always, always,
siempre,
bear down. This is how we feel about watching Arizona basketball games.
I don't like you, but I love you. Seems that I'm always thinking of you.
Get it, baby. Oh.
CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island, you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.